Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, I haven't done a recipe for a long time, so I thought today would be the day because I see rhubarb everywhere. I think the rhubarb production must be great. And for some people, it is a wonderful time of year because they love rhubarb. For others, it's not so much. And I used to be in that latter category, but I found that in some dishes, in some recipes, I really think it's good. And I want to share a recipe with you this morning, and then we'll get it on our Backyard and Beyond page so you can copy it down if you want to. So if you have rhubarb, well, it's maybe been growing for a long time. If you don't have some and you just get some from other people, that's great. But maybe you'd like to have some in your own yard. I think it's pretty attractive in addition to having it right there so that you can pull it out and use it in your recipe. So if you don't have any and you're thinking about you would like to have some, when do you plant it? Well, spring is the best time, but if you have a neighbor who wants to give you some, you're going to transplant some, well, early spring or early fall. Don't try to do it right now. You know, it's big, it's in production, not a good time. But later in September or even early October is a time that you could transplant rhubarb. Once it's planted, it should be mulched well. You want to be able to leave those roots get down there before the ground freezes. So what about if you're starting new, are there some varieties that are recommended for Iowa? You bet. And I think most people like the kind that have the really red stalks. And there are three that are recommended: Canada Red, Crimson Red, and McDonald and Valentine. You know, that makes sense. It's Crimson Red, Crimson Valentine. But there is a green stalk cultivar that's also recommended for Iowa, and it's called Victoria. I'm getting all of this information about rhubarb in the home garden from the Iowa State University Extension Publications. It's free. It's 2 pages. You can just download it off your computer. Just go to Iowa State University Extension Publications or Extension Store, and you will find it there to download. Really great information. Now, rhubarb does require to have some annual fertilizer applied, and the best time to do that is very early in the spring. Probably not right now because it's in the growing stage. Probably not the best time. And whenever you fertilize, you don't want to put it directly on the rhubarb crown. Just kind of incorporate it into the ground around the rhubarb. After it's once established, then it doesn't need so much after you've really got it going. You know, rhubarb plants that have been in your neighborhood, have been around, have been in your yard for years and years and maybe never been fertilized, and it still keeps going great. So once it gets established, it doesn't take a lot of care. Rhubarb also doesn't have many diseases or insects that attack. A few. The main disease is a root rot, and if it's being in the soil that's pretty well drained and it's fairly fertile, and you just kind of keep, you know, cutting it down in the fall after the leaves are really gone, that's not going to happen very often. And there is a rhubarb curculio. That's a beetle about 3/4 inch long. It causes minor damage by puncturing the rhubarb stalks. You can still use them. It's no problem. The way to prevent that insect and other insects is to keep the grasses and weeds down around the rhubarb, because that insect lays eggs in other plants, in the weeds around it. So if you keep it mowed around, keep the weeds and the grass from around the rhubarb, you're probably not going to have any insect damage. So again, pretty easy to take care of. What about harvesting? 2 ways. My favorite way is just to grab it way down by the ground and pull. It usually comes out pretty cleanly as long as you get really down to the bottom of that stalk. But a sharp knife, again, cut close to the ground, is the other way to harvest it. You can keep harvesting. Some people harvest all year long. And I think if you have quite a few plants and you harvest lightly, you can get away with that. For most plants, you want to, mid-June probably is about a good time to end, because when you keep harvesting, of course, you take away from its ability to grow and reproduce for the next year, take away its strength. So for most people, end in mid-June. That gives you quite a long time. I mean, that's another month at least that it would be recommended that it would be okay. What about the leaves? You know that they say the leaves are poisonous. Yeah, you don't want to eat the leaves. And if they get frosted, hopefully you're not going to have that problem now. Although the average frost-free date is May 15th. I don't see any in the forecast, so that's probably not going to be a problem. But of course, you don't want to try to use those stalks. But it's perfectly okay to put those leaves, when you cut off those leaves, put those in the compost. If you have a compost place, perfectly fine to put those in the compost. And after you have harvested it, you take it, you've got the leaves removed, you take it in, you're cleaning it up. Well, here's another great thing about rhubarb. Fresh rhubarb stalks can be stored in a plastic bag in the refrigerator for 2 to 4 weeks. Long time. And sometimes that's kind of nice because, you know, you can go out and gather a big batch, take care of it, and get it in your refrigerator so that it's there to use. And then, of course, if you have more and plan ahead, the thing to do is to chop it up in whatever size you want it to use it. I like to spread it out on a cookie sheet and some big sheet, put it in the freezer so it freezes individually, and then sack it up in, of course, airtight freezer bags. And I try to measure out an amount that would fit the recipes that I like to use. The recipe that I'm going to share with you takes 3 cups of chopped rhubarb. So at least for some of the containers, that's what I would put in them, is 3 cups, and mark it as 3 cups. I also have a favorite muffin recipe, and that one takes 2.5 cups. Yeah, about the same, but I probably would sack some up with 3 cups, some with 2.5 cups, so I have those ready to go. Another recipe that I've used, and I can share with you if you let me know you want it, is a rhubarb salad dressing. Yeah, it's so good looking. It looks really pink and pretty, and it tastes so good. These actually were all used at when I had bed and breakfast, and we used those numerous times. That one, the rhubarb salad dressing, takes 2 cups of chopped fresh or frozen rhubarb. And most of these recipes, I must say, I got from a book that was completely rhubarb, and now I'm sorry, I don't think I have her name, but a lady from Cumberland put that rhubarb cookbook together, and I doubt that it's not any longer for sale, but it is full of every kind of rhubarb recipe you could possibly want. So if you need a rhubarb recipe for something, let me know, and I'll take a look in that cookbook and be happy to share that with you. Just give me a call or email KJAN. I'll be glad to follow up with that. So, rhubarb. Now, I want to give you this recipe that's a microwave rhubarb crisp. Rhubarb crisp, one of the best ways that I can think of to use rhubarb. And you put it in the microwave. It doesn't make a really big batch. So, unless you have a really big family, this is the perfect size. So it takes 3 cups, I mentioned that, 3 cups of chopped rhubarb, 1/3 cup of sugar, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 2/3 cup of oatmeal, 1/4 cup of flour, here's some more sugar, 2/3 cup of brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/8 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1/4 cup of soft margarine. And you're just going to combine the rhubarb, the lemon juice, the white sugar in an 8x8-inch microwave baking dish. And you go ahead and cook that for a couple minutes. And then you mix all the other things together for the topping. Put it back in the microwave. Good idea to shield the corners with wax paper, because that way the corners won't get overdone. And microwave it for 9 to 12 minutes. So it doesn't take very long. Once you get that rhubarb chopped up, and you put these ingredients together. Again, 3 cups of chopped rhubarb, 1/3 cup of sugar, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 2/3 cup of oatmeal, 1/4 cup of flour, 2/3 cup brown sugar, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/8 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1/4 cup soft margarine. Take a look at the KJAN website on Backyard and Beyond, or give me a call at KJAN and I'll be glad to give you a copy of that. Until next time, enjoy that rhubarb, and every success is built on the ability to do better than good enough.